USA Radio News.
The partial government shutdown continues, and President Trump took to Twitter saying that he campaigned on border security, and he said you can't have that without a strong and powerful wall. Indiana Republican Congressman Todd Rokita tells Fox News he believes the Democrats are playing politics with the president and border security.
The idea that a Democrat who loves to spend money every chance he gets now has a problem means this is just about politics.
Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts is forming an exploratory committee to run for the White House in 2020. Warren joins what may be a very crowded field on the Democratic side of things, and she says the more the merrier.
We have a strong and growing group of Democrats who are making these arguments, who are fighting these fights. That's how we build a movement. We do it together.
Warren was speaking there outside her $2 million home in Massachusetts, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Should old acquaintance be forgot? Now, if your New Year resolution is to be healthier, take it from me, Wyatt Cox. It all starts with a good night's rest. You know, my pillow changed my life. I could never sleep well in bed. But after my pillow, I now wake up feeling great. It's amazing what difference a good pillow makes. My pillow had an amazing offer on a four-pack. Such a rare deal. The good news, they've extended their very best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on their end-of-the-year special. Here's what you'll find. The lowest price MyPillow has ever offered on their 4-pack. It includes free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. It doesn't get better. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end-of-the-year special, enter promo code USA. You'll get two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for one low price. And remember, my promo code USA is good for anything on the MyPillow.com website.
The New Year's brings in many new laws, including many concerning firearms, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
California is enacting over a dozen new laws which limit gun access. In 2018, Washington, Florida, Hawaii, Illinois, and Vermont, as well as the District of Columbia, also passed laws raising the minimum age to buy a long gun from 18 to 21. Those laws take effect with the new year. A landmark 20 states are raising their minimum wages, giving a raise to 5 million workers. And starting with the new year in New York, all new public men's and women's bathrooms will be required to have diaper changing tables. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Today is Black Monday in the NFL as six head coaches were fired, including Cincinnati Bengals coach Marvin Lewis, who had been with the team for 16 years, and Miami Dolphins head coach Adam Gase. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In 2018, we saw massive security breaches at companies like Marriott, Caribou Coffee, and even NASA. Now, the response to the hacking is what ticked off most folks. But is government intervention the answer or even the way to go moving forward, as many folks are then concerned regarding the government having your personal data as well? Morgan Wright is a security expert. He tells Fox News something needs to be done moving forward.
You know, what the government can do, the government has one thing. It's got a big boot. And it can plant that boot in the rear of a lot of companies and start finding them like they did with Sarbanes-Oxley. Here's the bad part. We as consumers have very little control once it's in the hands of these companies.
Wright says regarding that Marriott security breach.
Here's what happened with Marriott and the Starwood Group. That breach went on for 4 years, and they didn't detect it. So some of this is just poor, you know, practice, poor tradecraft on their point. What we need, you know, there's been truth in advertising for a long time, Connell. What we actually need is truth and privacy. Imagine before you give your information, somebody said, look, our policies are so bad, your information may end up in the hands of the Iranians, the Russians, the North Koreans, or the Chinese. So caveat emptor. You know, people would take it a little bit more seriously. It's going to take, I hate to say it's going to take at some point some government regulation, but that's how we kind of put an end to some of this nonsense with the misstatements, you know, and the all the fraud that was going on, like the Enrons and the Tycos.
Right. After nobody matched all six numbers in Tuesday's Mega Millions drawing, the jackpot for Friday now stands at just over $348 million. No one has matched all six numbers since late October. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.